Hi, friends, and welcome to another week of prayer. Today, I want to talk about my yesterday.
You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
My yesterday was rough. Oh, normally I would say I'm someone who has a good bit of vitality. And by that, I mean, I generally can expect to have the energy that I need for whatever's coming up, whatever I'm supposed to do. And yesterday that was not the case. Yesterday I had very low energy. I felt a lot of sadness, a lot of sorrow, and did not feel the energy to do the self-care that I needed to do as I was also caring for my kids and trying to get a work day in. So I got to about 3 or 4 o'clock and was just wiped out. All I wanted to do was lay in my bed and cry. And that is actually what I did. I laid in my bed and I cried. And if you haven't done that recently, I highly recommend it. Not really, it was terrible. But laying in my bed and crying was a grace because it made me acknowledge, hey, Rachel, you need some help today. Joel is going to be out. And so I reached out to a friend to see if she could come over and help me with the kids that evening, get them into bed for me. And she did. And so at that point, when I wasn't responsible for anybody but myself, I was able to create some space to journal and pray and just take care of myself and acknowledge the feelings that were coming up for me and do things that helped me be present to myself. And then once I did that, I watched some Queer Eye, which is also self-care, and then I went to bed early. And this today, reflecting on my yesterday, I feel grateful. I see growth because it was not all that long ago that if I'd had a day like yesterday, I would have told myself, okay, Rachel, you just have to get it together. It doesn't matter whether you have the energy to show up for your kids or yourself. You just have to do it. Put on a happy face, be what everybody needs you to be, and get it done. And that's what I would have done. I would have buckled it up, pushed down all the emotions, not reached out, and I would have just tried to muscle my way through. And friends, maybe some of you do that in your own way. It probably doesn't look exactly like the way that I do it. But the growth, the grace that I saw in my yesterday was I reached out. I acknowledged that I was human and I have limitations, and those limitations are gifts. And that when I am not, I hate to say when I'm not enough, because I was still enough yesterday, but when there was more than I could do on my own, I had to trust that God had provided what I needed, and that provision did not all have to come from myself. And that's a grace that maybe some of you need to explore in this season of COVID and quarantine. Maybe the grace you need to explore is you do have needs. And reaching out is an acknowledgement of that. And it's okay. It's okay to need people and to need things, even in quarantine life, even in time of social distancing. That need, that reality that you are not all you need has not changed. And so today, maybe in prayer, some of your limitations are going to come up. Maybe some of the feelings that you've been pushing down and trying to muscle through are going to rise. Maybe some of the weariness that you've been trying to ignore is going to make itself known again. And my invitation to you in prayer today is to let it come. Be human. Tell Jesus about all of it. And trust that he has provided, but the provision may not all come from you. It's not going to all come from you. As much as we would love to be self-sufficient, the spiritual path teaches us that we're not. So we're going to pray with scripture today, and it may connect, it may not connect. In terms of what I've been talking about, I don't know what the Holy Spirit's going to show you. But this is where I am today, given my yesterday. And this is the prayer passage that I've been sitting with today. So I'm sharing it with you. And I trust the Holy Spirit will give you the prayer that you need. In terms of a posture, I have no recommendations today. You guys have been praying with me now since March. Oh my goodness. Long time. So you know the prayer posture that will serve you best. So go ahead, get comfortable, and when you're ready, we'll begin. Today, I'm going to read through the prayer passage twice. The first time, I just encourage you to let the words wash over you. In the second reading, begin to create this sensory experience. What do you feel, taste, touch, hear, smell, sense? And then enter the story, knowing that the Holy Spirit gives you your prayer. Mark 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on their right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Mark 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. For the next 7 minutes, allow your prayer to unfold, trusting the Holy Spirit is going to give you the prayer you need today. Thank you. I invite you now to come into your breath, breathing at your own pace. See if you can trust that God has given you all you need, and all you need will not be found in yourself alone. And that is not a flaw. It does not mean you are not enough. We were not created to be self-sufficient. We need God. We need one another. And you can trust that those stones that are so large that you can't roll them away, God's got it. This world is set up so that we get to encounter the resurrected Christ. So I want you to breathe into that for just one more moment. Cleansing breath and offer your amen. Amen. Friends, accepting that we are not self-sufficient, that is the spiritual path. You are everything God created you to be. And everything God created you to be includes needing God and needing others. And so my prayer for all of us in this season particularly is that we accept the grace that God has provided all that we need. And all that we need is not found in ourselves. Sometimes it comes through others. Sometimes it comes through nature, the created order. And all of it is from God's divine hands. It's all a gift. And so I hope today, tomorrow, this week, that as you move and live and find your being in Christ, that you will see that God is going before you. And you really do get to find him in your everyday life. God's loving presence is all around you. God's loving presence is all around you. So I'm just going to keep breathing into that for a few minutes today because, like I said, my yesterday was a tough one. And I'm going to stay in God's loving presence myself for a few more moments because I'm at the beginning of my day and it's going to be a long one. And I love you. And I trust that you are loving one another well. And so may the Lord bless you and keep you. May she make her face to shine on you and be gracious and compassionate to you. And give you peace. In the name of the Father, the Mother, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus too. Amen, friends.